I just wanted to tell you two things. Number one, I'm incredibly proud of all of you here. It shows from the Ruach, Rabbi Berg and I were just saying, like, what a yeshiva. You know, it shows from the Ruach the impact that the Torah has had on you. and continues to have on you. And I know it is not easy to do Shnayim Mikra, especially for many of you the first time. And I don't know who's keeping up with it and who's not keeping up with it, but I will tell you, the fact that you did what you did to push through all of Seder Bereishis in a timely manner and, you know, follow the incentive, it really, I hope that you feel like you gained a lot out of it. And I know for sure that we are incredibly proud of all of you. That's first of all. Second of all, I just want to say that on a personal level, usually we're very good year after year of doing this Malava Malka, quote unquote, in a timely manner. This year, it did not work out that way. But you know what? It was Kol HaTov, Gamzul HaTov, to see you guys at this point of the year really still be so excited and labored over something you accomplished, you know, so long ago. But on a personal level, I just want to apologize that it took this long. But Baruch Hashem, we are here. So, without further ado, Berg.
It's a big schus to have the opportunity to speak to such an olam. We only have a couple of minutes because I don't want to be late for Rav Shreyer's Musar. And Chas V'Shalom, I don't want in any way to be Pegeya in his kavod and the kavod atayra that he gives to our yeshiva. And I know how many of you want to be there. So really there's a tremendous amount to say. And we have a very short amount of time to say it in. But I want to, first of all, thank Rav Glanz for this initiative of really starting you guys off in Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. And also, with all the respect that I have for Rav Glanz, and I have more respect than you guys could possibly imagine, I think Rabbi Glanz apologized for the fact that it didn't work out the way we wanted it to, which is appropriate. And also, I would add on to what he said by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us exactly to this moment in exactly this time, because that's exactly where we need to be. And we had a plan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a better plan, which is how we end up here in the parsha of Vayakel. Vayakel this year is separate from Pekudei. Vayakel Pekudei is usually what ends off Shmais. And Sefer Shmais, the word Shmais, is Rashi Tevo Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. The whole story of Shmais is the story not only of going down to Mitzrayim, and not only the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's the story of Har Sinai, and as the Ramban points out, it's the story of building the Mishkan and building for Hashem a dwelling place in the world down below, Adira B'Tachtoinim. So we have not four separate parts, but really one long story of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim, which culminates in this week's Parsha in the building of the Mishkan. And the question is there a relationship between Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, which is, as we said, the name of the Sefer, and the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Har Sinai, and ultimately the building of the Mishkan? Most of us, we say Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum without thinking about what those words mean. We think about it on a very simplistic level. Shnayim Mikra, you read the Psukim twice, Ve'echad Targum, and you read Unkelus or Rashi once. That's what we think Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum means. But we should stop and we should ask ourselves, what does it really mean? Like, why do I have to read the words of the Torah twice? Why is it specifically important for me to read the Targum once? Maybe it should be Echad Mikra Ve'Shnayim Targum. Read the Torah once, and then we should read a bunch of Perushim. Unkelus, Rashi, Ramban, Ibn Ezra, Radak, there's so much to learn. What are we learning? Just, you know, Unkelus or just Rashi. What are we doing? That's Shnayim Mikra, the Echad Targum? Since when do we have Echad Targum? Perhaps we could suggest Al Pi Pnimius HaTorah, that Shnayim Mikra does not only mean that we read the Psukim twice, but that there's two readings. There's one reading, and I learn the Torah one way. And then I learned the Torah another way. And we live in a world where these two readings, they're divided. There's a division in the way we read the Torah. There's an Abaya and there's a Rava. There's a Rashi and a Tosfos, a Rambam and a Rashba. And we live in a world of division. That's the world we live in. And sometimes, you know, Rav Ben was going on this rant to me the other day, and it's one of those like stunning Rav Ben rants where he just says like the perfect thing in the perfect way, and I'm just sitting there in the car, like driving the car in the morning, and just nispul about the brilliance that's coming out from behind me. And Rav Ben said, I'm allergic to the word skills. It's like you hear, you know, it's like a classic Rav Ben rant, right? I'm allergic to the word skills. Why? Because he's a guys think skills means reading. Reading is not learning. Learning is you guys have a head, and you have thoughts in your head, and you have to employ those thoughts. Reading is the beginning of learning, but learning is much bigger than reading. You know, I'm going to embarrass one person in this yeshiva. I shouldn't do it, but I'm a bad mechanic, so you know I'm going to embarrass Shenker. You know, Shenker is in the Rosh Yeshiva Shir, and the Rosh Yeshiva made a joke, and he's like, from now on, I'm just doing Gemara Rashi Tosfos. And then the Rosh Yeshiva walks out of Shir, and he like comes into my office with a big grin, and he's like, Shenker was freaking out, like, I'm only going to do Pshat. No, Shenker's a person that he's walking in the hallway, and I hear him screaming about a Pshat and a Rambam. That's learning. Learning is not sitting there and like knowing just the back and forth of something. Learning is to be able to see things from multiple perspectives. You know, learning is a humbling thing. You learn a Rambam, and it's like, that's the obvious Pshat. Like, of course, what the Rambam said. And then you learn a Rashba, and you're like, oh, that's the obvious Pshat. And both of them are so true to you that it's almost like, how did I think that Pshat a minute ago? But a child, when they're in high school, sometimes they say, it's a phrase, it's not a nice phrase, but sometimes kids say it because they don't know any better. They go, I like the Rambam better. I like the Rashi Pshat better. Imagine if we had said something like that in Rebbe Shir. I remember one time, a guy in our Rebbe Shir, Glanz and I were privileged to learn by the same Rebbe for many years. I remember that a guy once in Rebbe Shir said, maybe Rashi was wrong. And I remember my Rebbe like stopped the Shir, and my Rebbe was a brisker, so he'd like tear you to shreds. And he looked at this guy, and I'll never forget it. He goes, that's like telling me my entire life was a lie. Because the whole yesoid of lamdus, the whole yesoid of brisk, was for every single aspect of Torah to make perfect sense and to live with the duality of both of those things. Why? Because there's two mikras. There's the Rambam's mikra and the Rashba's mikra. Rashi and Tosfos, Abaye and Rava. But there has to be Echad Targum. There has to be Echad Targum. Echad Targum doesn't mean that there's one explanation. Targum is translation. What's the difference between a translation and explanation? There could be two mikras, there could be two readings, two explanations of something. But there has to be one translation. One way that when you speak it out, when you use language, you're tying everything together. Gullus is a place of divisiveness. That's what Gullus is. That's what Mitzrayim is. Mitzrayim is that you're in a place that's very narrow and it's very restricted. And you can only see your lane. That's like Yidden, who lo aleinu, chas v'shalom, we should ever be such people. That's like Yidden who see their community and go, see, my community got it right. Every other community got it wrong. That's Echad Mikra. That's Echad Mikra. That means you have no appreciation for Shnayim Mikra. You have no appreciation of how to learn Torah. To learn Torah means to know I have an opinion and a Jew has a different opinion, and that's also a beautiful opinion. As long as it's within the 70-lane highway of Judaism, that 70-lane highway, it's beautiful. If you're on the 71st lane, we're not talking. But within the 70 lanes, Shnayim Mikra. Every one of us has something to contribute. But there has to be Echad Targum. There has to be a unity to it. A Jew in Mitzrayim, he can't see that. He can't see that unity. So there's a story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where a Jew comes out of a narrow place and he has an expansive view of the world. And when you leave a Mitzrayim, what happens is you get a Torah. A Torah is a place, it's a space in your life, it's a mentality of Shnayim Mikra. That every single Jew has a voice that's precious, and that every single one of us has something to contribute to the Torah, our own voice. And my voice and your voice are beautiful. If you see two guys in yeshiva, and they have a chavrusa shaft, they could be fighting, they could be screaming at each other, like Rav Safra and Rav Nachi and Rav Glanz in the Beis Medrash. You could see them screaming at each other. But if you're watching carefully, it's Echad Targum. There's a deep respect for each other. There's a deep respect, because they know that each person has a voice, and they're trying to unify those voices. That's what happens when you leave Mitzrayim. And then, a person who has an appreciation of how to live with the duality and how to bring that duality together, that's how you build a home for Hashem in this world. That's what it means to live as a husband and a wife. A husband and a wife, guys, you're very, very different from your wives. You're very different from your wives. But if you're a Shnaya Mikra, the Echad Targum Jew, then you know what it looks like to build a home. You have a voice and I have a voice. There's two mikras, there's two ways of reading the situation. But Echad Targum, but our translation is the same. We're on the same page, we're unified in the same way. Your explanation is valid and mine is valid. Together we see the truth. That's how you build a Mishkan in this world. How do you destroy a Mishkan? You destroy a Mishkan with sinas chinam. You destroy a Mishkan with divisiveness. I wish we had more time. I have to end. There's a million more things to say on this subject, but I'll leave you with this. It's not an accident that Shema Yisrael Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. Because a person who learns Shnayim Mikra, a person who is Shakua in the Word of Hashem, and he's learning Targum, he's learning how to put it all together, and he's not just reading the Torah once, he's reading the Torah twice, he hears multiple voices, he's training himself to be a person who sees the world through the lens of Torah. That's our responsibility in yeshiva. You're developing glasses, you're seeing the world in a new way. You used to see the world through human eyes, now you're seeing the world through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is complex. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is not simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is a Shnayim Mikra world. You have to be able to appreciate each and every one of you guys. You have to look at a guy and you have to say, does that guy have what to contribute to yeshiva? Absolutely. And you know, there are guys in this yeshiva that you might think, like, he's not loud, he doesn't have a voice. Where's the, like, why isn't he a Mikra in our yeshiva? You know what the pshat is, guys? Because we haven't invited him. We haven't invited him to share his voice. He's scared to share his voice. He has what to say. He also has what to say. Not only in the Beis Medrash, in the dorms, on a tiyul. He also has a voice. But unfortunately, he doesn't feel like there's a space for his voice. He doesn't feel like is my voice going to be held in the world of Echad Targum? Or is my voice going to be shunned and thrown to the side? That's a world of division. That's a world of Mitzrayim. You come to yeshiva, you're training yourself to be a husband, you're training yourself to be a mensch. A mensch is somebody who sees the complexity of the world, but he also knows how to unite people within that complexity. And that's why we're sitting here now. We had big plans, Rav Glanz and I. We're going to make a Malava Malka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to do it the Wednesday night of Vayakel. This is a kehila. A kehila has a lot of different voices. Like the Gemara says, the Ketores had a chalbana. The chalbana smelled bad. Every single Jew was represented in the Ketores from the highest level tzaddik all the way down to the chalbana. Tzibur is Rashi Tevas, tzaddik beinoni rasha. A kehila has every single voice inside of it. And it's our job to unify these voices. So we're here at Vayakel, and Rebbe, respectfully, it was better than we planned. It was better than we planned. And now we're holding by the end of Shmais, and maybe some guys along the way, they started off strong and maybe they fell off. No, back to Shnayim Mikra. Back to Shnayim Mikra. Nachamu, you missed a couple of weeks? No problem. Pick it up again. Pick it up again. You dropped it, you pick it up again. Because we have to train ourselves to be a Shnayim Mik. You think to yourself, Shnayim, I hear guys in yeshiva, they call Shnayim Mik. And everything in this yeshiva gets abbreviated because Rabbi Safar brought abbreviations to this world, yeah? So Shnayim, we don't do Shnayim Mikra Bechatagim. This yeshiva do Shnayim Mik. Yeah? Smooth Shnayim Mik, yeah? Whatever we do in this yeshiva, we like shorten it, abbreviate it, make it words that make no sense. It's the ultimate burgers, yeah? Rabbi Sam, I'm telling you something real. You dropped it, pick it back up. You might say, I'm a simple Jew, I'm a Shnayim Mikra Jew. What do you mean? I'm in a top shir. I'm steiging like crazy. I'm in reversal shir. I'm thinking of all the greatest svaras in the world. If you're not learning Shnayim Mikra, Rabbi Sai, your Gemara is in danger. Your Gemara is in danger if you're not learning Shnayim Mikra. Because if you don't have the Echad Targum, what are you doing when you're learning Gemara? What are you doing? You think you're the guy that's going to say, I like the Rambam's shot better. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. The job of a Jew is to unify all of the different polarities and expressions of Torah voices in this world. I want to say that we're blessed to be a part of a yeshiva where Baruch Hashem, so many people have such important things to say, so many different voices, and we're also blessed to be in a yeshiva where every one of those voices is celebrated and cherished, and we're waiting for you guys to say your piece and to say it loud and to say it in an environment where every single person feels it's Echad Targum. My bracha for all of you guys is that we should be zoicha to be here next Simchas Torah, and Rav Glantz is going to get up and he's going to say, who did Shnayim Mikra last year? And Be'ez Hashem, all of you guys are going to stand up and say, I'm an Echad Targum Jew. I'm a Jew who sees the Achdus of Hashem in this world expressed in all of the different facets of this world.